Second phase of the revolution.
Of the revolution. Of the revolution.
Leap in production. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Iran is a country that is located in one of the most, if not the most, geostrategic regions in the world. It is on the way of the east-west and north-south corridors. Moreover, Iran links Asia to Europe. The Makran waterway has played a significant role in the global trade since centuries ago. Experts maintain that this region is the region of hidden treasures. Makran is located on the way of 2 out of 3 major transit corridors in the world. Access to rich energy resources, control over the most important route of energy and goods transfer in the world, has granted Makran a highly significant status as it connects Central Asia to free waters, and also connects Indian subcontinent to Europe, West Asia, and so on. Moreover, the region is suitable for construction and development of vast ports and trade terminals. Furthermore, it has rich capacities of tourist attractions. Dr. Isa Ebrahimzadeh, an expert in economic development, make it clear that Makran coasts are the only ocean coasts of Iran and can play an important role in economic prosperity due to the location of Chabahar port in it. Direct access to the Indian Ocean has turned the region into a hub of Iran's economic exchanges with global markets. Chabahar, owing to its access to international waters and deep water, is capable of turning into a port for giant container ships to dock on its jetties. As a matter of fact, this has already taken place in the area, and Iranian experts and technicians have built and installed immense facilities in this port. Once the whole projects materialize, the Makran coast will make billions of dollars and create hundreds of thousands of jobs directly and indirectly. A cursory look shows that Makran region enjoys numerous geographical, commercial, and tourist potentials that can pave the way for putting into effect part of the objectives of the second phase of the Islamic Revolution, highlighted by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his statement dubbed as second step or second phase. The Islamic Republic of Iran has the capacity to play a more active role in the transportation network of Eurasia and, by putting its potentials into practice, turn into a new pole of the air and rail transportation in West Asia. Iran proposed the formation of a free trade zone, FTZ, with the Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, in 2016. The proposal was welcomed by member states. Thus, after 2 years of talks, an agreement was inked on May 17, 2018, in the Kazakh city of Astana. Due to the high diversity of the market and resources in the EAEU member states, joining to the union can create remarkable opportunities for Iran's economy. One of the privileges of this membership is that it connects Iran to a 180 million strong market and boosts the country's exports. Russia itself will create a big market for Iran with 140 million population. The EAEU enables Iran to have access to the transit routes of the two sides of the Caspian Sea and also will give the other member states access to the market in the Persian Gulf and even Africa. The North-South Corridor links Mumbai in India to St. Petersburg in Russia. This route is going to turn into the most important commercial course in the world in the coming years. The route starts in India and then reaches the Sea of Oman and Chabahar and Bandar Abbas ports in south of Iran. Then through roads and railways reaches the north of the country on the shores of the Caspian Sea to transit goods to the north, east and west of the Caspian Sea. The railway enters Astara in Azerbaijan Republic and the sea route passes through Anzali port of Iran to lead to Astrakhan port of Russia. The Islamic Republic of Iran opened Qazvin Rasht Railway 2 years ago, and Rasht Astara course is also being completed in line with this project. Currently, the member states of the North-South Corridor are not limited to India, Iran, Russia, and Azerbaijan Republic. In the south of the country, Oman has also joined the project. In the west and northwest, Turkey, Armenia, Syria, Belarus, Bulgaria, Georgia, and Ukraine have also joined the project. In the northeast too, Tajikistan and Kazakhstan have joined the huge project. Now, Iran's membership of EAEU can significantly boost oil and non-oil exports.
Thank you.